Well, thank you, Viosa and Drini, for joining me here. Can you just both introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Viosa Pulumbi. I'm originally from Bethel, Alaska. I was born in Anchorage, but I've been raised in Bethel my entire life up until I graduated high school, where now I'm pursuing a degree in mechanical engineering at the University of Alaska Anchorage with a minor in physics and mathematics. And I'm currently a university success student at ANSEP.
And then I'm Drini Pulumbi. I was also raised in Bethel, Alaska, born in Anchorage. And I'm also pursuing my bachelor's of science in mechanical engineering with minors in physics and math.
And you guys are twins, and how old are you?
We just turned 20 in April.
You won the main $15,000 prize for the main category for your Arctic heat recovery system, and you won another $6,000. What was it like receiving the top prize on your birthday?
Yeah, it was such a whirlwind of emotions because during the finals of that competition, we still had finals for our semester course, and you know, we're taking rigorous engineering courses, so stresses were high because that was the second to last week of the semester. So we still had to study for our finals and everything. But winning that, this project we had been working on for 4 months at that time. So it was just very exciting to, you know, feel validated and see that our idea was as successful as it was. We were just very grateful for our family and friends supporting us, you know, for that big win. It was a lot of good news that day.
And now you're in this internship with National Fish and Wildlife Foundation in DC. Now, are you putting your winnings toward your future education and career, or are you splitting it right down the middle?
Yeah, so we both split it right down the middle, and thanks to our scholarships, we don't have that many tuition expenses. So right now all that money is being funded towards actually developing our prototype. It's in terms of a business model, it's still a couple years out. I mean, we're planning on getting into testing really soon, and we've just been working on a prototype, so it's very nice to be able to draw funds from that instead of, you know, breaking the bank.
So while you're doing this internship, you're actually in your off hours working on the prototype for the Arctic heat recovery system?
Yes.
On my table right in front of me, we have a couple thermocouples and sensors.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you guys sharing the same apartment or something, and you have like a workspace in there?
We're in two separate apartments, but we're working. We take turns whose room carries all the junk.
So let's talk about the winning project, the Arctic heat recovery system. It's billed as a low-cost residential boiler economizer. How does it work for someone who doesn't understand what a boiler even is?
Essentially, it takes heat that would have been wasted by the boiler and just repurposes it to heat incoming water. But, you know, this isn't necessarily something new, but nobody's taken this and kind of developed it for like rural Arctic or personal Arctic use. You know, all the economizers you see out there are giant. They need cranes to be brought in, and they're for commercial use only. And I guess a lot of people just don't see a profit margin in developing it for Alaskan citizens, like residents, to use. But we're not really in it for the profit. We're in it because it's clean, it saves oil, it saves money, it saves pollutants from entering the atmosphere. It's just, hopefully it'll be good all around.
Did you guys take your inspiration directly from the larger commercial units that do essentially the same thing?
We were kind of brainstorming what are ways that we could recover heat. And then once we had this idea, we kind of looked into it to make sure we weren't kind of covering ground that's already been covered before. And we found similar ideas, but we're trying to develop our own unique version of that that's kind of separated from everything else.
And with the prototype that's in front of you on the table, in front of both of you, What's unique about it that you think you might actually, it sounds like you're serious about trying to actually market this as a product.
Well, I don't want to get into too many specifics right now, we're also working on securing the IP for it. But as of right now, it's just the fact that it's such a portable, easily installable, and highly efficient device that I guess a company would be discouraged from doing this for residents because some people don't see the value in selling a one-time thing. You know, the customer will never come back. But again, that's not really what we're in it for. Right
yeah, there. Since, you know, we grew up and we've experienced our boilers shutting off in the middle of the winter, you know, and that causes a house to freeze, the pipes to freeze. And that's just a financial burden, you know, on top of the parts you have to wait, you know, because you've probably read the article where our dad is a carpenter. So he's built the homes we've lived in, and we faced a common issue, not only with our household, but hearing from other friends that when the boiler, you know, breaks and the house freezes, it's a really big headache, and it takes several up to weeks for additional parts to come in the mail.
Have you heard that people that you've come into contact with that know this stuff would be interested in this product?
Yes. So actually a lot of our friends and family and, you know, just people we know have reached out to us and offered to be the first, you know, to have it in their homes first. And they don't care about if it's still in testing and if there's things we still need to work out. They're just extremely interested
and very supportive.
Do you guys have other ideas for decreasing energy costs for people in rural Alaska, especially on the YK Delta? Are you focused on this project and then you want to go on to bigger things or other applications?
For now, right now we're kind of focused on this just because this has been kind of our wake up call to the energy crisis that faces Alaska, but rural Alaska specifically. I mean, we've heard it from our professors, we've heard it from our parents, we've heard about it just from citizens complaining about rising energy costs. But I mean, energy is a huge necessity it's necessary for our survival, but we are entering an energy crisis, and we gotta put our heads down and get to work on coming up with ways to, I guess, make things more efficient and come up with better ways of making and using energy. So, I mean, we don't get caught off guard in the future and are left with nothing.
Yeah, mitigate now so you don't have to overcompensate later on.
Yeah, and you guys are working on a fairly small scale, a residential use kind of project here. Do you have ideas about larger infrastructure, about renewables, wind and solar?
Yeah, a few. I want to say a lot of people are a lot of people shy away from nuclear energy, but nuclear energy is also one of the cleanest forms of energy, despite all the, I guess, stereotypes about it. But we really, I mean, coal and oil and gas, they're non-renewable. And, you know, it'll only last us so many more years. So we shouldn't just burn it all up and then kind of have nothing to deal with. We should be developing the alternatives now so that way we're ready for the future.
Yeah.
And do either of you see a point where fuel costs, with the way we do the way business is now with non-renewables, that it could become unaffordably high for the region you're from?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people have been complaining and they still are. I heard from a friend the other day that it reached over $9. Yep. And so that's just ridiculous.
It's insane. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, historically, you look at the trends, and when oil prices go high, they rarely come down again. Yeah. Oil and gas, especially in Bethel, Alaska. So, I mean, yeah, it's a real concern.
Did you see any other projects that inspired you, that you connected with other students from rural Alaska on?
So So this was kind of the surprising part is, I guess, and this would be our kind of advice to anybody thinking about doing something like this, is when we enter the competition, we expect to go up against a lot of our fellow college peers. And most of the people there were adults who had owned a business for so long, and they
Well
were
into their career.
like well into their careers competing there. And you know, we met up with some friends and friends of friends in Fairbanks, and a lot of them said the reason why they didn't apply to enter the competition is because they just didn't think they were smart enough, or they didn't know if their idea was good enough. And that would be our advice, is we had no idea that this idea would be something so great or so awesome, or how
Successful.
so successful, and it turned out so good for us. And you know, it's a real chance for us to help our community because we kind of took that step, and we thank our mom for that support because she really pushed us to apply. But we didn't know about this until our mom told us to apply for it, so.
Yeah.
I kind of find it kind of fascinating that as twins, you've followed a very similar path from what I can see. But do you think your career paths might ever take you in separate directions? You've been kind of going side by side through all these achievements so far.
Yeah, so kind of just like to give context within our culture, like within Albanian culture, one of the core values is being like very family oriented. So I guess that's always been why we've been like gravitated towards doing the same things, because we've always been close, like our entire family. But we definitely do see each other potentially moving to different paths within our engineering careers. Just because, you know, with time and, you know, different opinions and different minds too, you know, that's bound to happen. But we're enjoying, you know, being a team as long as we can.
And that's not to say, you know, we don't enjoy engineering. Like, we both love it very much, and we chose mechanical because it's such a broad field. But we both have interests in aerospace and astronautics and energy, you know. So it really is just a broad field of interest for us, and we're excited to see where it takes us down the road.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And so, if both of you could just really quickly, what are your short-term and longer-term dreams or aspirations? We got a really good start here.
I mean, kind of just, I've always just been interested in developing a career in either infrastructure in Alaska or some something in aerospace, or again, like just astronautics. But at the same time, I would love to have a business on the side where I either develop my own engineering products or stick to the construction field like my dad did, keep it in the family.
Cool.
As
Yeah.
far as me, I love the environment. I love nature, and Alaska is so diverse and so beautiful. And so with an engineering background mindset, I'd love to just preserve our land while also developing efficient and important infrastructure, because Alaska lacks that, especially in rural areas. But I also do have interests in like aerospace. We've always been space nerds growing up too, so you know, we've kept up with like the Artemis NASA missions that have been going on lately. But yeah, I've had a few internships where I've worked in the field, and although that's not engineering focus, it helps me give context as to how I can preserve and conserve land as an engineer in the future.
Where can people follow along with what you guys are up to with the Arctic Heat recovery system and other projects? What's the you're developing a prototype as we speak. What is like the immediate next step, and what can people do to watch your progress?
Yeah, so our immediate next step, which we're working on right now, is, you know, prototyping, seeing if it's even viable. You know, all the numbers we got were based off of like models and I guess like computer simulations. So we really don't know if this is viable until we test it, which we're hoping to get a couple tests up and running for this winter season. And I guess the next steps would be to, I guess, see where it goes. Oh, and then as for the where can people follow along, right now we don't really have anything, but we're working on a potentially putting up a website. We're working on a website right now,
it's
and
really new right now.
It's still in the works. It's very bare, but hopefully, I mean, if we're ever competing in other competitions, I'm sure you guys will hear all about it on the news.
Awesome. Any last words from either of you?
Just thank you for reaching out. It means a lot since we've grown up in Bethel, you know?
And we want to thank our family and our like teachers and mentors for like all the help and support they've given us to get here. And we also want to let everybody know, like we just, I guess our message would be that we should all strive to take care of the like land. Like our land is a limited resource, and I guess I would say it's our duty as Alaskan residents to kind of keep that in mind and help.
And with the land, also the people too.